Doves, Caught by the River on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais, with me Steve Merchant and Carl Pilkington, doing the button stuff. Actually becoming a little bit of a producer.
Carl,
he's
yeah.
A bit of work, hasn't he? He's come up with a few games, and we made him. He's getting a bit stressed when we shout at him because the mics don't work or it's hanging off. It was too hot in here. He couldn't get the thing working last week. I mean, I really would throw this studio away and get a real one.
Yeah. Well, I'd get one of those ones you can buy for like tenner from Argos.
Argos, yeah, like Bon Tempe. You, my first studio.
My first
broadcasting
studio.
With a little picture
of Carl on it. Yeah. Exactly. That'd be great product placement.
What have you got this week for us, Carl? Because again, we've put very little. I said I would put. I'm not hungover, but I've put nothing into
it. Rick, have you done any work for this week's show?
No.
None whatsoever?
No. Okay, Carl, what have you got? What have you got? Quick. Keep them. It's five past. They're turning over already. They're finding other things.
Carl, what have you come up with?
There's
right.
Melon Sue. There's everything. Well, go on.
We've got after the success of last week, Rockbusters.
Okay.
We're doing that again.
Sorry. Were you on the same show as us?
I thought it went all right last week.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Right. So we'll be doing that. Got some nice prizes. Which?
Oh, what prize? What arbitrary films have you got?
Don't tell them yet.
I'll tell you what. If it's Children of the Corn 2, then can I enter this competition? What is that?
He's got some different prizes. Maybe I should just tease the audience with those a bit later, Rick, because there's some exciting stuff.
It's going to be amazing. Yeah.
Right, so I don't want to give too much away, Rick, but one of them is a copy of The Office on DVD.
Is anything like maybe Burt Reynolds' straight to video film? Any of those in there?
Sadly, nothing quite as classy.
Fist.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
so we've got that lot to give away.
Yeah.
Educating Ricky.
Because you taught me that people used to eat tomatoes off lead plates in the Land of Narnia last week, which was good. Yeah.
No,
is it only tomatoes they off the lead plates, by the way? Why didn't they think other fruits and vegetables were poisonous?
No, it wasn't. It was because tomatoes had acid in them. That was the problem. You see, you don't listen, right?
Well, lots of fruits have acid in them.
Yeah, but they didn't eat them back then. they didn't have bloody kiwi fruit and stuff,
don't
did they, back then?
Bloody. You're a producer. Shit and cock and stuff, you start saying bloody.
Tits.
Play the-
Hang on, right, and-
Go on, play them
up. Keep him hooked, right?
Yeah.
We've still got a song with a story in it.
Yeah. You don't want to play Babushka, do you? He doesn't like the idea of Babushka. I told him that as a story.
Yeah.
And he doesn't like it. A devil went down to Georgia, someone sent in. You know, he's looking for a soul to steal.
Yeah.
Doesn't like it. Won't you like that?
Do you know the song?
Not particularly.
Right, it's a song about a lad who goes into a pub on a normal night. And
it's in sort of the deep south of America, New Orleans, something like that. It's not the old Kent Road.
Right, okay.
Okay, go on.
He goes into a pub, there's a devil in there, he's getting a bit cocky, he's had a bit to drink and he's saying, do you want to sort of gamble your soul away with me and we'll see who's best at playing the violin?
Yeah.
And I think the lad wins in the end, but it's not real enough. Whereas the one-
What? Not like the shadow that got fed up and started pushing kids off bikes?
Rick, I think you're referring to stuff that no one made sense of last week.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think we should refer to last week.
Let's play Mock Turtles, Can You Dig It? And then we'll come back and we'll talk about that.
I've come to the conclusion, Rick, we should never refer to stuff Carl said in the past because it would just take too long to explain.
Okay, alright, that's fair enough. Mock Turtles. Can you dig it?
Indeed.
What I've done there is I've taken the title and I've done it like I'm talking to someone.
Sure.
XFM 104.9, I'm Ricky Gervais, with me Steve Merchant.
Hello
and
there.
Carl Pilkington.
So Carl, how excited are you about Ricky's celebrity boxing match? Are you going to be there? Are you going to come along? Are you aware of this? You're aware of all this, aren't
you? Yeah, I've heard about
We can't name the opponent,
because
that should be a surprise. But anyway, it's for a charity, is it? It's a charity boxing match.
Yeah.
And
I always wanted to beat someone up for charity.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's a good cause.
But the thing about Ricky is, I don't know if you're aware of this, Carl, but Ricky's one of these men who you know, he doesn't mind sort of, you know, making a fool of himself on the telly and being funny and stuff, but if people said to him, right, you can either be Britain's funniest man, universally agreed that you're the funniest man in Britain, or you could, like, beat some gangsters up in a pub, he would go that, oh, please, just let me beat people up in a pub, and maybe like an old man's being hassled, like, by some street youths, and you come in and, like, smash some bottles over their heads and sort it out.
Against the odds, though.
Against the odds, there's about five of them against you. Because he's got this kind of-
Get to the point, come on.
Well, the point is, he quite likes the idea of being sort of macho, and you know what I mean, and kind of a tough guy, you know, because he grew up in a rough
hood. Like boxing.
Yeah, but you'd love the idea of people going, don't mess with Ricky Gervais. If someone said, don't mess with Ricky Gervais, that would be exciting, wouldn't it? Never mess with Ricky Gervais, he will destroy you. That's what you'd love.
Go on.
Because you used to do karate, didn't you? You were a karate.
Oh, I used to go, yeah.
You, and you got, didn't you get all the way up to white belt?
No, I was one away from black, and then I stopped because I started working nights.
Oh yeah, one step away from black.
I was it?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, I was chatting to him last night in the pub because obviously the boxing match is in about 5 weeks' time, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
And anyway. He was sat there, Carl. I don't know if you know this about Ricky, but he's taken to smoking cigars.
No, I do.
Are you aware of this?
I had the occasional one.
He got a cigar. He got like a Monte Cristo out of his pocket. It was ludicrous. He looked like George Peppard for the A-team, wasn't it? It was pathetic. And he was drinking Guinness. And I was saying to him, but aren't you doing a boxing match soon?
Hmm.
And
I haven't started training yet. I'm starting training next week.
You're not concerned that it's gonna have an impact?
Well,
I mean, what I'm saying is, you know, like the boxers, they, you know, they normally put in some effort and stuff.
Like years of training.
Yeah, I mean, what you know, what
getting
I mean?
Up at 5:30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you, as you reminded me of Frank Bruno, when he was preparing for Panto. Not when he was.
I don't think he even smoked then, did he? And drank. No.
So I don't. What's your thinking, Rick? Because you know you're going to get your face pummeled. You know that. I mean, they're going to destroy you. You haven't got a chance.
That's why I left it this long. So I definitely lost my looks.
But you haven't got a chance.
You're having a laugh.
Have you ever been have you ever taken a punch to the face?
Sorry.
But I'm genuinely concerned.
Is this sort of psychological training? Because
no, it's not psychological training, it's a warning. I've spoken to your friends and your loved ones and they all agree we've got a petition going. We're sending it to the BBC. Please do not let this man box. Anyone else, please. But you're just, they're gonna beat you. Seriously, have you ever had a punch, like a boxing glove in the face?
No.
I think you should let us punch you next week live on the show.
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
No, because I just, what, because you've got to get used to it. Because I think you're going to either, cry, just start crying uncontrollably, or just run away. You'll just run away. You'll just climb out the ring and run off.
Yeah, this is the same tactic that Ali used against Foreman in Rumble in the Jungle.
But I just, because I think a boxing glove, because I know you're wearing like huge, aren't you wearing like huge kind of foam boxing
gloves? No, we're not. We're using, normal, amateur ones.
Are you wearing boxing gloves like those ones they used to have on Gladiators? Everyone bites the dust. Those big foam gloves. You just slap each other
neck
in the front.
Braces. Yeah, exactly. And a big sumo suit.
Exactly.
So I should be okay.
Do you get to you get some kind of head protection, do you?
Yeah, it's amateur. It's amateur. So
it's amateur, you say?
No, I mean,
so there's no title.
No, I mean I think the amateur is head guards, vest and 16-ounce gloves or something, as opposed to professional, which is no vest, bare-chested. Oh,
right.
Maybe I can ask to fight bare-chested because I'd quite like to show off my body.
Yeah,
if I could.
I think wrestling is really good for you. But I don't mean like those kind of like The Rock and people like that. I'm talking about Big Daddy, giant haystacks, that kind of.
That'd be good.
Where you can just throw yourself on someone.
Where they can sort of like be nearly dying, but then they can do a stomach butt.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's stomach to stomach. That's a good move, isn't it? In British wrestling, I always like that one.
Yeah, and I'll be wrestling.
Like two elephant seals fighting over a female.
Is it true that you've spent, knowing you, you've spent more time deciding what tune you're going to enter the ring to?
I want to come out to California by Tupac and Dr. Dre. I think that'd be really good.
I think that's embarrassing.
And I'm going to come out with loads of little midgets to make me look really big.
Sure, sure.
I mean, I don't know what the BBC think of that, but it might be a.
Maybe we should take some suggestions as to songs that would be perhaps more appropriate.
Okay.
I get knocked down. But I get up again.
A fatty bum bum.
Yeah.
Play a record, Carl.
It is gonna be-
He's dissed me.
It's gonna be
He's dissed me.
Next week, you take a punch to the jaw next week. On air.
Cheering breaks, long distance, on XFM 104.9.
Mm-hmm.
On the way in, right, you know those little cars? They look like a little bubble car. They're modern ones. They look like half a car.
Is that like a smart car?
They just look like a toy car, and you can park them sideways.
Is there only room for two people?
Yeah. It's just like the half of the front of a Volkswagen just cut in half, right? And I saw one going on Oxford Street, and it's a police car, a real police car, right?
Really?
Yeah. And I mean, I thought, what happens if they have to chase someone? They couldn't, but I don't think that's the point because it was written on the side. It said something like. Cleaner, something more efficient. So I think they're making the point that we're cruising round in this car like we're on the beat and it's using less energy and stuff.
Yeah.
But the first thing I thought of, right, was that those two policemen, they must have been going, oh, Dutch Sarge, don't let us have that one. Can't we have the Granada?
Yeah.
I mean-
It's so embarrassing.
I know, but, you know, police, you know, they're doing, you know-
But you've got to respect them.
Yeah, of course,
street toughs have got to respect
Exactly.
Them.
I just don't know if you have to-
Well, the only thing more embarrassing-
What if you're really tall and you have to climb out of one and you're a copper? Are there any policemen out there who have been asked to drive one of these cars, if you're listening, do you think police listen to this?
The only thing that would be more embarrassing is if you had to patrol on one of those bikes the goodies used to ride. That's the only thing I think that would be more pathetic.
A pogo stick.
Yeah, it's so embarrassing. Or on roller skates.
Yeah.
But not like roller blades. Roller skates, those really old roller skates.
Have you seen
that
you tie
on your socks?
Yeah, have you seen those little bikes that look like clown bikes that the couriers use now? They're about a foot high. They're little
I saw one the other day on it. My head turned, yeah.
But
they're really bizarre.
Just think
they're the ones that they fold up.
Yeah, but think of a policeman chasing you on that.
Well, I always remember even in America when I started seeing policemen riding bikes. It didn't seem to me, it seems-
Oh, they're quite cool. They're the ones that go through Central Park on the mountain bikes.
Know,
yeah, but that's really cool, isn't it? They, you know, they-
It looks like they should be
they
delivering
They whiz along at about 30 miles an hour and they can just deliver newspapers.
Do you know what I mean? Because like on motorbikes, on a Harley Davidson or whatever, I'm not messing with a cop. A chips, I mean chips. Now that's cool, coppers.
Yeah, yeah.
But people in a smart car or a, you know, it's, that's, it is a bit embarrassing.
But I suppose it is that or it's better than- Walking, you see.
Next, we'll see them in those. If you really want to be kind of worried about the environment, though, you know those little taxis you see that people pedal. They pedal around Soho.
Yeah, and when it's a, like a riot squad, there's four in the back.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
But that's the thing, right? If they need to arrest someone,
yeah. Here we go. Go on.
No, well, what do? Because they do only sit two, so do they have to flag a cab down or something for the for
the
criminal?
Point. We'll give
what
you the money. Get a receipt. Take
you definitely will go there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You definitely will because we've been caught this way before.
Exactly.
The last bloke, he just ran off. No, I won't run off. Okay. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, Mr. Policeman, I'll take your car. Then I'll. Okay, go on then.
yeah, you definitely
bring it back though. I will. I will. Well, isn't there something in America where when they arrest someone in America, they don't take them back to the station and fill out all the forms? They just take them back to the station and then they go and fill the forms out in a like a cafe or something, so they're still looking out.
Yeah.
Yeah, Carl told me that.
They're what? So they're still on patrol, isn't
they? So they said they're doing all their paperwork, but they're in the, you know, a cafe window and they're looking out.
Do you know like how they say in this country so much police time's wasted by having to go back to the office and filling out loads of forms?
That sounds like some policeman going, yeah, I could get a lot more work done
if I was in
a Starbucks.
Yeah, yeah, no, there's a lot of criminals in the pub and,
exactly,
if I would, you know, and I get to keep the receipts.
Yeah, I mean, what's safest is if I didn't wear my uniform and probably got drunk.
With
some mates.
Or a lot happens in, you know, looking out my bedroom window. So if I was just like snoozing,
I was snoozing
and when I heard a noise, I just popped, oh, look out, oi, come here.
Yeah, apparently there's a lot of crime, in Marbella over the next 2 weeks.
Policeman listening who has to drive one of those cars, were you annoyed when your sergeant
went- It is the most embarrassing.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
No, I think the pogo stick.
Pogo stick, well,
the triple tandem.
That's great.
We should get that.
We should get
when we do our road show. Carl does all the pedalling.
Yeah.
I'm in the basket in the front.
Hello,
like
Western Superman!
Play a record, Carl. What have you got?
What do you want? But, Mott the Hoople?
Oh, Mott the Hoople, yeah. Dug it out of the library.
Yeah.
I had one. It had Greatest Hits, which was enough, wasn't it?
What's it got for us, Rick?
Roll Away the Stone, I think. Coldplay. The Scientist.
Have you seen the video for that?
No, but-
Absolutely magnificent.
Is it?
It's brilliant.
I saw him walking backwards in the woods. Oh, yes, I have,
Absolutely extraordinary.
I like all their videos. I think they're great.
Yeah.
I still haven't worked out how they do that one with the- whether it's a filter, they just turn up the light, because it gets light through the duration of the video.
Yeah.
And it's slow as well, so he must have-
well, I'd like them to win an award.
I'd like them to win awards. I like Coldplay.
Yeah, no, good luck. Rick, can I just- sorry, I don't mean to abuse our position again, but- Bruce Springsteen's performing in London tomorrow night, and you remember I made an appeal to try and get a free ticket.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even mind paying. I tried to pay, but-
That's good of you.
No, I'm a generous kind of guy.
No, I thought you were mean. No, go on, what are you gonna say?
But
you were gonna pay for
is,
ticket.
You know,
face value. I mean, you don't wanna be ripped off, do you?
No, don't be crazy, you know, ideally half price.
Yeah.
And I just, I've been chasing kind of my tail, really. I'm not going at the moment. I'm not going, and I'm desperate to see him, man. I mean, he's, you know, he's going to do a great concert. It's his only one in London. I can't believe that being on the radio, being on XFM, you know, the listenership's going up. Apparently, I can't believe I can't get a ticket. I've asked Carl. He's done nothing. He's done nothing.
Hang on a minute.
No, Carl, had a very good point.
Nothing.
Carl, tell what you said when he was whinging in the break.
First of all, whilst you're moaning, you also asked in the week for a Badly Drawn Boy album.
Yeah.
You got in today.
Yeah.
There's one there for you.
Well, yeah, but it's yin and yang.
And it's
Carl.
Like, yeah, but I don't, you know,
Carl, what's Steve ever done for you? That's what you got to ask yourself. What has Steve ever done for you?
Well, he took me to the BAFTAs. Yeah, but only because no one else would probably want to go with you.
Oh, I can't believe that.
What is this?
I do not believe that. Oh, Steve, I'm gonna stitch you up now, Carl. And it's in a nice way, and don't worry, it won't be too bad. He won't take too bad. Carl sent me a little text message today.
Right.
No,
oh, don't. What is this?
Okay.
You know, I'm in a very frail mood at the moment.
No, you're lying, this one. This is funny, because me and him have been, like, sending, trivia back and forth to each other. Which is another point, right? I sent him, oh, well, I'll get to that in a minute. I thought he'd really be amazed with,
Right, well, while you're fiddling, if you can make my dream come true, to go and see Bruce Springsteen tomorrow, then give us a call on the usual number.
Yeah, but like I said, Steve.
What?
Right? Right, you just said when the song was on, can't believe it, right? We work at XFM and I can't get tickets for Springsteen, right?
Yeah.
Mm. We work in radio, we should get tickets. Mm. Right, now think
Which
of the
Which I'm
amount
willing
of,
to pay for.
Yeah, mm. But think of the- Yeah, but if it's sold out, it's sold out.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, but that's just something they say.
Right, that's just what they say, is it? Right, so everybody on local radio stations say, do you know, I like that Bruce Springsteen, I want a free ticket, right? So another say-
I tried to phone, I phoned for an hour and a half, I couldn't get through.
Not long enough.
I put the
enough.
Hours in.
Not long enough.
Not long enough.
What are you talking about? Put the hours in.
Right. So another 400 people turn up at the gig. They cram them all in. There's people being crushed. You know, they've paid the money early. They were up early that day when the phone lines were open, whilst you were probably sleeping and that. So they're dedicated and they're the ones at the front getting crushed.
What?
Would your mum and dad be happy if you were there getting crushed?
I don't mind. I'll sit at the side of the stage and watch him.
Yeah, but
I don't mind.
But everyone will say that then. And then
what?
Before you know it,
yeah.
No one can see anything because
no,
you're
Carl's
all on
right
stage.
On this one.
Leave it.
I'm gonna give you this here. I'm handing over my mobile phone to Steve to read the you can see it's from Carl at the top, but just read it out as you scroll down. Just read it out loud.
Is this a text message from
Yeah, this is a text message to me from Carl. Read it out.
To see at night as well as an owl, you would need eyes the size of grapefruits. If only Stephen could turn his head right round as well. Carl, I can't believe it. What upsets me most, Carl, right, is not the fact that you've been slagging me off behind my back. It's the fact that you've got the cheek to come on here and moralise because you failed to get me tickets and make a dream come true. You've come on here trying to pass the buck and say that it's a health and safety problem, when in actual fact it's a Carl Pilkington problem.
Do that, I've got it in a bin.
I'm devastated, you know.
I didn't record.
I'm upset.
I should have eaten this banana. Off-air.
What's the number?
It's 08700-800-1234. But if it's sold out, Steve, it's sold out.
A bit of a classic, eh? REM.
I bet if Ricky wanted to go, it'd be fine. I'm sure someone could sort it out then.
Who?
Oh, if Ricky Gervais wants to go, then
I'm going.
Come. Are you?
No.
You want some tickets, then?
Yeah. You two, Electrical Storm. That's great. That's great, I love that. On XFM 104.9, I'm Ricky Gervais, with me Steve Merchant and Carl Pilkington. Carl, I want you to tell Steve what you told me in the week. About right. The snake, about the anaconda, how to... Right, this is Carl's method. He's not scared of the anaconda, the 30-foot long, biggest, scariest snake.
No, you were talking about stuff, weren't you, about in jungles and that, and animals.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
Right.
And I remember reading about... Say if you're in the jungle and you get tired and you go to sleep, right, and you sort of wake up and you feel something on your leg and you look down and it's an anaconda, right?
Yes.
And it's swallowing your feet because apparently they always go from the feet up. Uh-huh. They never eat you from the head. So,
Shall I save these points to the end?
Make a list of the points.
Because they always eat head first, because the way the fur goes, where they have to take a capybara or even a rat, they take it from the head
but
first.
But make
sure.
A point.
Okay,
make some notes.
Okay, so that's wrong.
We'll come back
to next,
later.
Go on. So they always eat you from the feet. Go on.
So they swallow in your feet, and it said on the website, if you wake up and you see this anaconda doing that, sort of eating away at your feet, don't panic.
Just writing this down. Don't panic. All done. Okay, go on.
Don't try and kick it off.
Okay.
Just let it sort of swallow you.
Mm-hmm.
But only up to your knees.
Okay. Why not kick it off straight away? Because it.
I think it sort of gets a bit angry. It starts thrashing about, and it can swallow faster. I think.
Oh, yeah.
I'm guessing that bit.
Okay. Just put a question mark by that.
Okay,
there,
pop a question mark next to eat knees. So eat it up to your knees.
It's up to your knees,
yeah,
and then what you do is you get a knife.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you cut
And how do you get a knife? Do you walk over to the kitchen?
I was gonna pop over, get knife. Where's that coming from? Get
well,
from
you,
the knife.
You always have a knife.
Okay. Always have a knife, of course you do. Otherwise you're a fool. Always have a knife, okay?
Well, come on.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're gonna go into a jungle.
Always have a knife, okay.
Always have a knife, yeah.
Simple.
Could I just suggest something? You know, suppose you got, you're wearing combat trousers, and the knife is actually in the you know, those, the trousers by the knee, the sort of pocket by the knee. What happens then? You could, I suppose you could still reach in, into the mouth, couldn't you? So anyway, you've got a knife. Let's say you've got a knife. Let's say you've fallen asleep, the anaconda's, it's chewing your feet, you let it eat up to the knees, you've got a knife. What do you do then, Carl?
Right. So it's up to your knees, and what you do, you get your knife that you got out of your pocket earlier, and you cut it at the mouth, right? Do you know, like, either side of the lips?
Right.
So you're sort of cutting it in half.
Right, like a Chelsea smile.
And it can't- yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It can't do anything. It wasn't ready for that. It can't move about because it's got, like, your legs in its mouth.
Uh-huh.
And peel it off and walk away.
Okay. My main point, really, is this, Carl. Never will an anaconda or any constrictor, python, boa constrictor, just start eating a sleeping man. He will crush you to death first. That's why they're called constrictors. They're not called gobblers, are they? Or holy swallowers. They're called constrictors. Why would he start eating something? Is that how they take down antelope? Just start chewing their leg? Oh, it's gone off. I'll tell you what, lads. They get together. This next one there said, I'll tell you what, we're losing a lot of prey by just living at their ankles. They're running away. Let's crush them to death first so they can't move. Then we can swallow them. You're a fool.
So anyway, right, so I was telling him this bit of information because we started a feature last week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, week before.
Sorry, Carl, can we just go back to the crushing you to death first?
Yeah, but, well, I read it.
He's won there. He's beating you there, Rick.
Okay. Did it say what to do if it starts crushing you to death first?
No.
Did it say what to do if, supposing it had this meeting, and it started crushing you and you woke up and it was actually round your chest. And every time you try to take a breath and breathe that a little bit, it just tightened its grip because it can feel that. What'd you do then?
You sort of tighten yourself up anyway, because I've read about that.
Yeah.
If one does start wrapping around you, you sort of make yourself into a ball, first of all, and it'll wrap around you, but it's alright because you're protecting your lungs so it can't crush you, and then you just sort of shout for help. And
right.
Shout
for help with this 30-foot snake. Do you know how it works? It gets as tight as it can, it can feel as tight as it can, right, with these huge, huge muscles, right? When you leave a bit of breath out, it tightens again.
You won't be that out of breath, you haven't been running anywhere, so you can just go.
What, and when do you get the new mouthful of oxygen?
Just breathe very slowly like you do.
How? Do you know what breathing is? Do you know what breathing is? It's extending your rib cage, right, intercostal muscles between the ribs, contract like that. Okay, making the rib cage expand, which pulls air in through. It's like a bellow. That you can't just breathe via the mind. It's a physical process. It's your rib cage pulling
over. Maybe I'm special, but I can do little breaths without my rib cage.
Play a record, Steve.
You're special.
Play a record.
No.
You can't take little breaths without moving your rib cage.
Can I just give you the titles because we're running out of time? We've got a competition to do.
Okay. All right. Let's just leave the anaconda discussion. Why don't you agree to disagree, and we'll see who survives if you crash land in the jungle.
Right. So,
what is this? What are you doing now?
This is educating Ricky.
Oh, good. I look forward to this.
Three topics that I teach you every week.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, I should just remind people, you normally summarise each of these in a kind of bullet point heading, which you tease us with, so what have you, reduced them to this week?
Right, we've got, Stocking Aitken and Waterman.
Stocking Aitken and Waterman, good.
Yeah, what else have we got? what else is it? It's not his vault. Yeah?
It's not what?
It's not his vault.
Okay.
Yeah? And we've also got Get a Lobe of This.
Get a Lobe of This?
Yeah.
Carl, they're genius. Rick, are we choosing one of these after New Order?
Oh, Foo Fighters and All My Life on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais with me, Stephen Merchant and Carl Pilkington. just before we do educating Ricky, this is where Carl thinks he can give me something of interest and teach me something to take away. Last week I found out that, somewhere in a strange land, people thought tomatoes were poisonous because they ate them with lead. Things like that. What was the other one you told me?
What else else was it last week? Worms. Cut
me off. Yeah. Oh, I sent him a text message. I was on the train, a bit bored, and I read in, I think it was Metro, scientists have found out that worms get stressed, and they found out that the fat ones didn't live as long, and when they checked the thin ones that lived longer, they found out they had a gene for de-stressing them. Right? Carl, what, do you remember what you said?
No.
He went, well, that's stupid, isn't it? He said, did these other ones die of natural causes? I went, yeah, he went, all right. Because it could be that the fat ones couldn't get off the pavement quick enough and got squashed. So maybe the scientists go, yeah, we didn't. Yeah, they, come to think of it, they were flat as well as fat.
I think the reason that the worms are getting stressed is because people like Carl are cutting them in half to try and make two snakes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Two worms.
Well, yeah. Well.
That's the concern.
he said they can't even commit suicide if they're stressed by cutting their throat. I also sent him what I thought was quite interesting, that the scientists have found that the elephant hasn't got the best memory. The sea lion has, right. Based on they've got a sea lion and they got it back into the old laboratory 10 years after it had taught it a simple trick, and it could still do the trick. What did you say to that, Carl?
I'd say they don't go up to much anyway, so if you do teach it something, it is going to remember it.
Sure.
Because it's got nothing else to do.
Yeah.
And then it also, I mean, I like sea lions, they look nice and everything, but what do they do?
What was that?
Sea lions? Yeah, what are they here for? It's another jellyfish, as far as I'm concerned. Like, it's there and people know about them, but what do they do?
Mm.
Yeah.
What do we do? What do we do, Carl? Well, what do we do?
A cat, first, Steve said, is good for your heart. So you,
why is it all geared to what's good for us?
Well. Anyway.
Educating Ricky.
Good, we've settled that then. Go on.
The titles that are meant to sort of pull you in.
Yeah.
We've got, what was it? Stocking, Aitken and Waterman.
Yeah.
You've got It's Not His Vault. And Get a Load of This.
Get a Load of This. So which pun do I pick first? I think I'll go for Get a Load of This.
Get a lobe of this.
Yeah, get a lobe of this, yeah.
Well, that's a story about a girl who, she was deaf, right, for 4 years. And, it happened quite a bit back this.
What year? Or was it, ages ago, was it?
Yeah, quite a bit back. She was deaf for about 4 years. Having an argument with her mum, it said, which I didn't quite understand. Because I don't know how they do that.
Yeah.
But she was having an argument, and a man pushed her against the wall, and she banged her head, and her hearing came back.
Okay.
Was she wearing a Walkman, and it fell out, and she'd realised, oh, that's
there's no explanation.
There's no explanation? Well, why is that teaching me something,
right,
then?
So I knew you'd say this, right? So I thought, right, I'll stick something on it. Do you know that bees are deaf?
No! No, you can't just- no! If you ask someone something they don't know the answer to, they don't tell you something else. Just, I'll tell you something else then. I can't answer that, I'll tell you something else. Imagine that. If you asked a teacher. That. How do birds fly? Wow, if you're gonna do that, tallest building is, I mean, what?
Well.
That was the equivalent, Carl, of running away when we asked you a question.
Yeah, the intellectual equivalent of going, look over there, there's a monster.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen. What do you mean? What she? Okay, so. Oh.
So she. Her hearing.
There's no explanation. There's no explanation. Or you don't know.
Well, there isn't one, is there? It's a bit weird.
But the only thing. Did the doctors not look into it?
No, I think they just said, "Oh, that's good."
So again, I don't. Where did this information? Is that if you read this on the net? Is that all they put on
the
net?
There was once a deaf woman who hit her head. And
her hearing came back.
It was bizarre things about being deaf.
Was there three? Like, was there?
I've got that book. Yeah, it's a good book. That
was there three more pages? You just couldn't be bothered to read on.
Yeah.
No, no, it was just a little bit. And it
was there a little picture, a cartoon picture?
No pictures. I just read it.
Ow!
Look, if you don't want to know, if you don't want to learn, you know.
Yeah. Okay, okay, It's Not His Vault. Let me have It's Not His Vault. You've got to save this. This has got to teach me something. It'll be an interesting story.
Right, It's Not His Vault. This fella,
What year? Ages ago?
Olden times?
I'd say in the 70s.
Okay.
Would you? Any evidence for that?
Does he wear flares in the, in the story?
Right.
Is that your reason?
No, it's a bit like Yuri Geller, this fella, right? Where, he's electric.
He's electric.
And, if he walks past the telly would fizz.
Uh-huh.
If he walked past the radio, it all goes like that.
Ooh.
His hair stuck up all the time.
Ugh.
And he'd be having a bath and everything would be all right, and then the power would sort of switch on in his body, and the electric in his body made him jump out of the bath. So.
What do you mean so? What is that so? What does that so mean? You've given us nothing. You've given us nothing.
You'd have to at least give us the scientific explanation.
Yeah.
Electric eels have 400 volts in them.
Oh, is this the running away again?
What was that one called?
Yeah, but it's not
his vault.
But there's a reason they
not his vault. It's not his vault.
I thought it was going to be something about
I think we should do these the other way around.
It's
I think
not
you should
his
tell
vault.
Us the story and then we'll hear the pun.
It's not his fault. It's not his fault.
Right, let's leave it.
Play a tune. Educating Ricky.
We're doing it. We're not doing it.
No, we are. Oh.
What? Don't look at me like that.
Oh, Carl, are you in a bad mood?
Carl, dreaming of you. Right, do the last one. Do the last one. Carl's saying we're never doing this again because we don't appreciate it. Yeah, Carl, you don't know how good this feature is, mate.
Right, last one.
Yeah.
Stocking Aitken and Waterman.
Go on then, tell me about that one. What's that? What am I going to learn from this?
Right, well, do you know the saying, put a sock in it?
I like it already.
Do you know the saying?
Yeah.
Right, well, do you know where it comes from?
I assume it's shut up, so I'll stuff your mouth with a sock to shut you up.
Years ago.
Yeah. Sorry, am I right?
No, not really. Ages ago.
1970s?
50s, okay. I'd say. Do you know the old, do you know the old gramophone?
Yeah.
With a big horn on it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Right, well, those stereos didn't have a volume control on them. Right? So they'd be listening
to
the album.
Oh, so you put a sock in the
mute. And you put something like a sock.
That's a real one, you see. That's taught me something. That's good. That's excellent, Carl. That is the only one that counts, like chewing the fat, if they're true. I'm assuming they are. It works. It's of interest. I haven't got it verified yet, but that is educating Ricky. That's brilliant. I will say the other two were more entertaining. So, you know,
do
I don't-
do you understand the distinction, though, between that one and Electrical Man?
And, or I've hit me head, I can hear you, mum.
Yeah. Can you see the difference, though? Or-
Because when I read all three, I took something away from all of them.
What did you take away from the Electrical Man?
I just thought, oh, imagine that. Imagine how annoying that would be.
But that's not education, is it?
And it's not taking anything away.
Think about it, right? We take our lives for granted all the time, don't you? You get up in the morning, it's like, oh, I'll get up and walk for a shower. Some people can't walk, right?
Yeah, yeah.
This guy, he can't even have a, you know what I mean? It's nice to have a bath, isn't it, when you've got time on your hands and you can relax. This guy can't even do that. It might be all right for a bit, but he's not really enjoying it because at any moment it could strike.
Yeah.
So he can't even do that. He can't comb his hair because it keeps going a mess.
Yeah.
He can't watch his
nor can you.
Does he fight crime? What does he do with his powers?
Yeah.
I think he just has to sit around because no one, he can't work with machinery.
Right.
Because he'll probably blow a fuse.
Yeah, so he just sits around.
Think about it. What can he do?
Mm.
What normal things can he do?
Skateboarding.
Going for long walks.
Yeah.
Put a wetsuit on.
Well, he couldn't do that.
Why?
Ooh, water and electric.
No, no, wetsuits aren't actually wet. They're dry initially.
Just put a whole wetsuit on and walk round with flippers and
a wetsuit's not like a dinner jacket that's like really wet.
All I'm saying is think. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
And what was the other one?
The girl's deaf, 4 years it's her head.
Yeah. That's just,
what have you learned from there?
What is that?
Well, imagine how happy you'd be. Remember that time when I, I nearly died when I choked on a Mr. Freeze pop?
Right, no, tell us that one again.
No, I told you, didn't I?
Tell us again.
Yeah, but the people will remember it and then it's-
They won't, they weren't listening. Go on. What happened?
It was ages ago when my mum and dad used to go out shopping on a Friday.
1970s?
Get the food in. get a week's load of food in the cupboard and that. And we'd, you know, they'd come in with all the food. And we'd all be like, oh God, you know, there's no food left on a Thursday really, so we'd all be hungry on the Friday by the time the food got in.
Mm. I love that, that they wouldn't eat it. I imagine him like jackal puppies.
Yeah.
Just like licking your parents' mouth for food as they come through the door.
So they come in from the supermarket, they're emptying the box. Our kid had got some biscuits and what have you.
just a feeding frenzy, like pigeons.
I grabbed the Mr. Freeze pop. And knocked it back really quick, but it wasn't frozen. So I knocked it back, so it was like a liquid, and it went down the wrong way, right? Yeah. And I was choking, right? And I nearly died. It must have been about, how long can you go before you die?
A couple of minutes to do
it. I reckon about a minute 50. Right, I was really close to dying.
How do you know you were close to dying?
Me.
Did your life flash before you?
No, but I just was like.
There's loads of instances of him eating pops.
Yeah, exactly.
I just said, 40 of those.
Whatever, right? Anyway.
What do you think you'd see if your life flashed past you? What do you think, which elements would stand out for you, do you think?
Start now, go back. What do you remember? What's the first thing you remember?
As a kid.
Yeah, just tell me
right,
now.
Being in the hall and having our dog licking my face.
That's your earliest memory?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what's the next one?
Right, next one's probably.
What?
Being at primary school with, Lindsay.
Yeah?
Was that your girlfriend?
Well, a little friend who was a girl.
Sure.
Yeah. And we used to have, like, tins with letters in, and you'd have to write stuff. But anyway, what were we doing?
What? He got confused!
Right, so anyway.
I'm intrigued by the dog that was licking your face.
Well, bin that.
We won't bin that!
No, it's a great feature. I just think you need to be a little bit more careful about what you consider to be education.
I'm gone, funny. I fell over.
Alright, well,
we'll work on it next week. Play a tune, and. What have you got for us? Because we've got a big competition.
We've only got 25 minutes.
Don't worry about it, Carl. Play a tune. We'll come back with Rockbusters.
What are we playing? Let's
play a bit of Tupac.
Oh, that's what I'm coming out to, isn't it?
Yeah.
A fight.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine it.
Whack it up. Whack it up.
Tupac, California Love.
Yeah.
And that's the big tune that Ricky will be coming out to when he has his celebrity boxing match. Yeah. We're all looking forward to that, Rick.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Competition time, Carl?
Oh, Carl's looking forward to this. He's just getting all stressed about his half hour. Oh, go on.
No, it's just we should have done this a lot earlier.
Why?
It keeps him hooked in. if you haven't heard the game before, I'll give you some initials, bit of a cryptic clue, and those initials and the cryptic clue makes up some band. Might not be an XFM band, but it's a band or a pop group or an artist or something.
Yeah.
It's on
email. What's the feature called, though? What's the feature
called? It's called Rockbusters.
Rockbusters, yeah.
Absolutely. Do you want to, will we do this on email?
I think we ought to, because you don't like taking calls from the public, do you?
Well, he can't work the machine.
No, that's absolutely right.
It's not that, it's just that then it's pretty fair for everyone. Because
anyone who's got a computer, you mean? So it's open to anyone who's got, you know, a computer or a laptop at their disposal at this precise moment.
Anyway, there's some cracking prizes, Rick, you'll be pleased to know that, obviously, once again, Carl has, managed to collect together an arbitrary assortment of, giveaway stuff.
Looking around the office.
I mean, where did you get these from? Did you just, seriously, where did you get them from? Because it's such an arbitrary collection.
What have we got there?
I don't know what kind of a person would want these items.
Right.
It's such an arbitrary selection, I don't know what kind of person you'd be.
Read them out, what have we got?
Well, there's another XFM compilation, which obviously you've obviously nicked from somewhere in the office.
Yeah, it's a good compilation, remixed to
there's
album.
An album here, which is a promo album with two pigs on the front. I think it's the Smashing Pumpkins Live. I can't be certain. This is the album, didn't we give this one away last week? This is just an arbitrary compilation album, again, one of those kind of-
Is that the actual one you didn't send, Carl?
No.
I've got a couple of them. Surprise, surprise, The Office on DVD, which is ludicrous.
I've seen it from here. What film? If it, listen, dear XFM listener, it's 2:30, you know, it's just, a bit windy out, you're-
Probably gonna stay in this evening.
Maybe do a bit of shopping, stay in this evening. Oh, what film would you really want to- No, I mean, seriously, think, if you could see one film, right, what would you want to
see? DVD. One of the big releases.
Yeah, it's great. Put them out of their misery, Steve. They'll be watching this tonight if they're a lucky winner.
It's the movie Stigmata. Stigmata with Patricia Arquette and Gabriel Byrne. So look forward to that.
That's great.
That's the big one.
That is brilliant. Look at Carl's face. He's actually offended. Because he's the only one that puts any work into this show. And he's got competitions, he's got Educating Ricky, Rockbuster,
he's got a song with a story
to come that he's like gone through them. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, so you're playing for that collection of arbitrary goodies plus the big prize this week, Stigmata, featuring Gabriel Byrne.
About a woman
who I think starts bleeding from the hands. It's a horror film, I think. You'll have to be 18 or over to take part.
It's not terrible.
Sure.
It's all right. But
is it better than Children of the Corn, which was a big giveaway last week?
I haven't seen Children of the Corn. Go on then.
Right. So,
next week, Teen Wolf 2.
Go on.
Here's the
and Tony Banks's own solo album, Bank Statement. Tony Banks, remember, is the musician from the much loved Genesis. But we've got that album to give away.
All right then. So Right.
To win those exclusive prizes.
Yeah, yeah,
go on.
Yeah, you've got to email in ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk.
I saw a Sellotape dispenser out in the,
There's a pair of gloves that I don't know who's out, but they're out there and they've been there for a week, so.
Let's send those
as well. Pair of gloves, a Sellotape dispenser, and Tony Banks's solo album, Bank Statement.
Yep.
Okay, go on.
Right, first one. Initials, JT.
Initials, JT. What's the cryptic clue?
Cryptic clue. At the moment, I'm in a river full of logs.
Hold on.
Yeah?
JT, and what's the clue again?
At the moment, I'm in a river full of logs.
Full of logs?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, who could it be? JT. At the moment, I'm in a river full of logs.
Yeah, go on, next one.
Second one, there's three of them you gotta get. Letter is W.
Yeah.
The clue, that lad's got bad asthma.
That lad has got
I've got that one already. I've got that one already.
W.
Yeah.
Yeah. And finally, the last one is the letter C.
Yeah.
And, the cryptic clue
is, Carl is one of these.
Mousetrap is that musical, isn't it? This isn't a clue, by the way. It is called Mousetrap, isn't it?
There's not a musical.
It's not a musical, but it's a whodunit sort of thing, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. right, here's a clue. I saw that,
imagine that. Imagine that on the real Blockbusters.
Yeah, mate. Bob Marley is going, oh, can we stop a minute? Oi, you with the 9 teddy bears there. Mousetrap, that's a show, isn't it, in London? I think so, Bob, yeah. Right, okay, here we go.
Yeah, carry on. So, camera's back on. Yeah.
So, the letter is C, and the cryptic clue, I saw that Mousetrap the other night, but the heating in the, theatre was knackered.
What?
The heating in the theatre was knackered, right? Ruined it.
Well, I've got that one already as well.
Yeah?
I mean, these are, the first one's hard, but the
so
those two
just
are ridiculous.
Quick reminder, JT was the first one.
At the moment, I'm in a river full, full of logs.
Full of logs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Second one, W, that lad's got bad asthma.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And the last one, C, I saw that Mousetrap the other night, but the heating in the theatre was knackered.
Sure.
And, ruined the whole thing.
Okay. So, and, ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk is the email address. You can win-
I'm confused.
Various treats,
logs,
including-
I'm in a-
Stigmata.
I'm in a river full of logs. Yeah. I'm in a river full of logs.
Well, we'll do it in about 20 minutes.
Yeah, you've got to stay tuned for the answers.
It's not the quickest, so don't go rushing and sort of messing it up. Think about it. And it's random email anyway, so there's no rush, all right?
And, if you want to email, you're welcome to say, please do not send me the prizes even if I win. Welcome to put that on there if you don't want that junk in your house.
Right. The reason we're, you know, we usually sort of play a record out of an outbreak, don't we?
Yeah.
Carl is so concerned with his little competition. He hasn't got a record ready.
Sure.
I got one.
Okay. Sorry, Larry.
Yeah.
Do you want to do a quick reclap, even to say it. I'm not interested.
Still send your emails in. JT, it's some initials of a band, just in case you didn't hear it last week. If I said AK and an exploding pet, that would be Atomic Kitten.
Yeah.
Right?
They know what a clue is.
So JT, at the moment, I'm in a river full of logs.
Yeah.
W, that lad's got bad asthma. And C, I saw that Mousetrap the other night. The heating wasn't working. It ruined the night. And,
yeah,
that's it. Ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk. Some stuff.
Stigmata. With Gabriel Byrne.
Richard Ashcroft. Check the meaning. Oh, I love that. That's brilliant. On XFM 104.9. Ricky Gervais with me, Steve Merchant. Carl Pilkington, who's our producer.
Proper producer now.
No, but he's getting. But it's more like it now, isn't it? Before he was someone who pressed the buttons. Then he was someone who pressed the buttons who we just made talk like a performing monkey.
I hear he's going to be lured away by the Today programme on Radio 4. Because they've lost their news editor, I think.
Educating Ricky, quite topical.
Absolutely.
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
So
when you say topical, this is topical, this happened ages ago.
Yeah.
Your words, not mine.
Have they got a Ricky who works there?
We can look into that.
So Carl's set a competition. They've got to be given away, Rick. They've got to be given away.
This is Rockbuster.
We've got, obviously the big prize, Stigmata, this week.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna give the prize to Ira, I think it's Ira or Ira, but he emailed in, the right answers and then said if you could enclose the receipt for Stigmata, that would be much appreciated. but I'm amazed by the number of responses we've had.
And someone wants a copy of Tony Banks's solo album, which I was mucking around, so we'd better buy that in the week to give it away, because I think that would be an amazing prize to give away.
Just give the clues and then give the answer.
Come on.
What the answers are.
Right, well, the one that everyone was struggling with was the first one. So
yeah.
I'll save that, so we'll go to the second one. W.
Yeah.
That lad's got bad asthma.
Yeah, we know that.
That was Weezer.
Yeah.
Good one. The last one, C, the clue was, I saw that mouse trap the other day. The heating was knackered in the restaurant.
Yeah.
In the restaurant?
In the theatre.
Yeah.
And it ruined the night.
Yeah. So it was a cold play, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's a cold play.
Yeah.
And, JT, at the moment, I'm
No, I can't think of this one.
At the moment, I'm in a river full of logs.
Well, I have to say there were some wrong answers. What was it again?
It was Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake. We had some wrong answers that included Jethro Tull and James Taylor. I don't know how that relates to it at all.
I'm annoyed at Lake when he clearly said river. I mean, that's the first thing that cropped up. Not I'm in some water full of logs. At the moment, I'm in some water full of logs. But he actually had to say river, so not lake. That annoys me. I mean, I didn't get it. Fair enough. I should have worked it out. I should have tried to think like you. A lot of people obviously think like you, which is, which I'm, you know, worried about. But yeah, James Taylor is great. James Taylor.
Someone guessing.
Yeah, James Taylor works.
Have we got a winner? Stevie's just gonna randomly pick one.
I did have a winner. I've just lost them.
Oh.
Needless to say, that lucky person.
Won't be watching Stigmata tonight. Just randomly get- it's just a draw, by the way. It's not the first time.
Okay, I'll just-
I said to Carl in the break, I said, is the first one in? He went, no. I don't want a competition that relies on speed, because I don't want to be rushed.
Okay,
so randomly click on someone-
I'm just gonna randomly click on one.
Go on.
They've not put an address.
Well, what we can do, we can email back and say, send us your address.
Well, of course you can.
I think if they haven't put an address-
Well, no, let's read it out.
Alright.
Yeah.
Chris Beaumont.
Yeah,
lucky Chris Beaumont.
Chris Beaumont will be watching Stigmata tonight with a club of Haagen-Dazs, if I'm not much mistaken.
So
he'll be loving it.
Well done to Chris.
Need his address.
Right, then. That's the end of that competition.
Right.
Can we play a record or something?
Well, we're on to another feature.
Oh, what is this?
This one is-
Rick, were you not at the planning meeting?
What is this? Go on.
This is, that song's got a good story in it.
Oh, is this that- oh, God.
So tell us the rules.
Yeah. Right, the rule is that it's songs that we play on the show every week, and there's a lot of music out that they just keep saying the same thing over
and what is it? What's the song with the story this week?
A good story.
What's the song with the story this week? Just say it.
It's Gene Pitney, 24 Hours from Tulsa.
Oh, well, I'm really sorry about this. If you're an XFM listener, we got to listen to this. Go on.
Well, do you know what it's about?
Yeah, isn't he trying to get back to his girlfriend?
Yeah, he's been working away. Lives in Tulsa, he works quite far away.
Right.
And he's
Will this save us having to listen to the song?
Well, it's always good to sort of-
Hear the story before you hear the story.
It's like, you know-
Sure.
You
I like this before a film. Yeah,
no,
go on.
You might read the book before you see the film type thing.
Yeah, so- Never in my case.
he's working miles away, his missus is in Tulsa, he's driving back. Yeah. And he can't wait.
He's only about 24 hours away, isn't he?
He's about 24 hours away, and he, he's a little bit tired on the way home. He's thinking, oh, I don't want to look a mess for when me and Mrs. sees me.
Mm.
So he says, right, I'll, stay at a motel, get some energy and that, you know, for when I, see her, have a shave. So he pulls over at a motel, and he's locking his car up, getting his suitcase out the back. There's a woman in the car park. He's like, oh, she's all right. She looks at him, he thinks-
XFM 104.9.
I don't think the suitcase in the boot is mentioned in the song. I think that's maybe a 12-inch mix or something, I've not heard that.
Well, basically, right?
I don't remember-
I'll play the record, for Christ's sake, let them listen to it!
I don't remember him saying, cool, she looks alright in the record.
Yeah, well Yeah. 24 Hours from Tulsa, Gene Pitney, song with a story.
Hmm.
You are quite upset by the lyrics of that song, aren't you?
I just think it's a bit annoying that, right, he loved this woman.
Yeah.
Everything's going fine. He's only 24 hours away from home. I don't know how, what sort of distance he's done. But he can't wait to get home. And all it took was some woman in the car park to sort of-
Give him the eye.
Give him the eye. And all the, like, the good times he's had with his missus go out the window. And, I don't know.
That's the dangers of falling in love with a prostitute. What I like about it, though, is the fact that he's writing this to his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
It's like, talk about rubbing it in.
Yeah.
I was kissing her and getting off with her, we were having a wild
time. Didn't take as long as Carl did explain it, though. Yeah,
but did you hear the very end? Because he's the loser, because he said, and he can never go home again.
Yeah.
So even though he's got this new girlfriend and that, Can't see his old mates.
He has fallen in love with
him. Can't see his old mates anymore, he said. Can't see his old mates anymore.
Yeah. It's a sobering lesson. Next time you stop at the Granada services on the way back from, you know, Swansea,
be careful. There was a song that was a bit like that by Jim Reeves, probably at about the same time, a little bit before, right? It was just called, just 100 miles from Mary Ann, right? Mm. And it was him and his horse going through the snow, and he stopped
at a little chef.
Yeah, he fancied another donkey. Yeah. No, but it's really sad. It's made me cry when I was little, because he got there, right, and he wouldn't leave old Ben, the horse, and he dies in the snow, and then so he dies in the snow.
He's gone again, you've gone again. That, I get the same way, teary-eyed with two little boys.
Yeah.
No, I don't like that.
Why not?
It's just...
You think I'd leave you dying when there's room on this horse for two? Climb up here, Jack, we'll soon be flying back to the rank so blue. It was just like when they were playing with a little horse's head, when they were little, and he was a soldier and he helped him and he returned the favour in a war, which to me is a bigger favour than just letting him have a go on a hobby horse, but, a lot braver, if you, you know. Yeah, last number one of the 60s as well. Christmas 1969.
And it's of course based on truth, that's a history lesson right there. It is based on fact. It's a famous person. I think it was Cromwell. Winston Churchill and Cromwell.
It was Cromwell
and Winston Churchill.
Yeah, they were both lived ages ago, so they lived at the same time. Yeah. Literally ages ago, so they lived at the same time.
Yeah.
Well, that's it then.
Is it?
Yeah.
Were you listening to anything we were saying then, Carl? Did you understand any of that, that me and Steve were just chatting about then?
That Rolf Harris did a good song about someone who's got to carry on a horse.
Right, and what was about the stuff about Cromwell and Winston? What do you think that was about?
I missed that.
We're doing humour. We're doing a little bit of humour. It was a satire on you saying ages, not being specific. Do you like that stuff we do?
Yeah. That's it then.
It's not just a cat looking out a window at a dead mouse or something. You can go, come here, and it's just looking at the mouse it could eat. You want to press the buttons and finish, don't you?
Yeah.
What are you gonna do? Play a record or?
No, that's it. It's ads and that's it.
Okay. Good. Great. Goodbye.
Well, what a wonderful ending. That was what we mean when I was a bad.